Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Savos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. So what do we learn? The end of Mishnah Dalet. We said, V'kisrucha gadol mikisrum, your crown is greater than their crown. So this Beraisa is going to show us how we know that the crown of Torah is taka greater than the crown of the king. Sagt the Mishnah once again. Again, I'm saying Mishnah really, it's Beraisa. Hey, gadoyla Torah yaiser mena kahuna. Torah is greater than kahuna. Umin amalchus, and even greater than royalty. Shamalchus niknis b'shloishim milas. To be a king, to have like a dynasty, a monarchy, you have to have 30 milas. The 30 halachis that are negeya to a king. The Mishnah refers to them as milas. V'akuhuna b'yasim v'yarba. This is a reference to the 24 matnis kahuna, the 24 gifts that the Torah gives to Kohanim. Parts of the Karbonais, Truma, Chala, Bikurim, and so on. But V'hatoyre Niknes, the Torah is acquired, V'arboim U'shmein Advarim, with 48 things. They are B'talmud, learning Torah, B'shmias Ha'ozen, listening carefully to your Rebbe, to your Rebbeim, B'arichas Sefasayim, clearly speaking out the words. The Sefer Ruach Chaim from Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner explains, it says, Ki Chaim Heim L'moitza Eihem. The Gemara darshins in Masechta is Ervin l'moitziyayim bepet, to those that verbalize and clearly speak out the words of Torah as they're learning it. It's not enough just to scream it. You have to understand what you're saying. That's where the Mishnah continues. Bebinas halev has to come with an understanding of the heart. Or you have to try to understand. The fifth thing is besichlus halev. So seichel is intelligence. Lev is the heart. The Sefer Lechem, Shemayim explains that these two things, Bina Salev means being able to figure out one thing from another, and Sichlu Salev means the Kayach to predict what something will cause in the future. Most things that we do have an effect on what happens in the future. And you have to be able to understand that. Furthermore, the Eima B'Yira. Eima is fear of Shemayim. Yira, covet for Rebbeim. He acts respectfully when his Rebbe is there. Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains it this way. How could you not feel a pachad? The Kohen Gadol had no reshus to go into the Kodshei Kodeshim only on Yom Kippur, because there was the Ikar HaShuras HaShchinah. And that was, of course, after preparing himself for it. When you start learning, you know where the Shechinah is? In the Dalet Am Mishal Halacha, the Rabbanu Shalem is there. That's where the Shechinah is Shaira. Vayter says in Mishnah, this is number 8, the Be'anava, to be an Anav. When there's a Nava, there's a Shuras HaShchina. You know, somebody once asked the stipler. He struggles with a munna. He's trying to believe in Hashem. He doesn't know why this is happening to him. So the stipler gives a couple of reasons. But one of them he says is, if a person thinks too much about himself, if there's too much gaiva, Hashem goes away from him. You don't feel the Shuras HaShchina. The more you're an anav, the less you think about your own kavai, the more you will have a munna. The more there's a Shuras HaShchina. I think the stipler writes someplace where a person says about his emunah, you know, he's struggling with his emunah. The stipler says sometimes a person does a terrible aver, he gets cut off from his emunah. Every yid has emunah deep down. It's never completely cut off. The Ruach Chaim explains that as well. It gets covered up. Sometimes a person can be over an aver, his emunah gets cut off. But usually, on a day-to-day basis, it's because a person thinks about himself too much. So the stipler says to someone, you know, I read your letter, I counted like 1,000 times the word I. I doesn't say 1,000, whatever it was. You're thinking too much about yourself. If you would think more about someone else, less about yourself, you'll have more emunah. It goes together, be'anava, Vayter says the Mishnah, besimcha. You have to learn Torah in a good mood. Try to be in a good mood. Listen to the lashon of the Sefer Ruach Chaim. Ki aloy meid besimcha, a person that learns Torah besimcha, b'shoy echad in a single hour. Yilmud Yoiser Harba, he'll learn a lot more. Masha Yilmud Bekamishaz Ba'atzvis. If you're not in a good mood, you can learn for hours and hours, and you don't accomplish as much as one good hour of Besimcha. Now, let me tell you a secret that I once informed my Rebbe. We ask Hashem, please make me happy, I want to be Besimcha. What are you going to do with that Simcha? I want to be able to learn. Ah, so if we show Hashem we're trying hard to learn, then we could argue, we need the simcha to learn better. And who doesn't want to be happy? Vayter says, the Mishnah, remember we have 48 over here. Number 10, Bishimush Chachamim, serving Chachamim. Not just learning, but seeing the way Chachamim live, how they live their lives, how they react, how they deal with people. Chazal say, Gedoy l'shimusha yoysem elimuda. Elisha poured water on Eliyahu Navi's hands. He got more than learning from him. Because a tzaddik lives Taira. That's why before someone gets Rishus, the Paskin Shailas, before he gets like Smicha, besides for learning and taking tests, he has to go through a period called Shimush. You have to be by a Talmud Chacham, by a Rav, see how he Paskins, see how he answers. Vaitra says the Mishnah B'digduk Chaveirim. You have to analyze things with friends. Discuss it. Listen. B'pilpul HaTalmidim, the sharp questioning by Talmidim, that's very important. A Rebbe grows through his Talmidim. They ask him sharp questions and he has to come up with an answer. I met a very chashuv magachir who told me he teaches the same thing for 30 years and every year he gets questions that he never got before. Vaitra says the Mishnah, be yishuv, to be calm, with a settled mind, yishuv hadas. So again, everybody wants yishuv hadas, everybody wants to have menuchas and nefesh, peace of mind. But if you learn, you can say, Hashem, us, I need this for the learning. If you fix tires, you can go to your boss and say, I need a new jack. If you don't fix tires, you can't just go to a person and say, I need a jack. For what? Who are you? When you're learning tire, you can say, Hashem, I need simcha, I need yeshiva das. Vaitra says the Mishnah, b'mikra, you have to know psukim, b'mishnah, you have to know mishnah. B'miut, sheina, less sleep. Now, the Rambam says you have to sleep enough, that you have kayach. The Rambam says you have to sleep 8 hours. And you definitely have to go to sleep when your mommy or tati tell you to go to sleep. But don't look for extra sleep. Sleep as much as your body needs to be refreshed. And you wake up with a geshmak. Vaitra says the Mishnah b'miut sicha. Less talking. Sicha means tam plappling. Or just sit for hours like some people do and schmooze. What are you wasting your time? Time is the most precious thing in the world. Reb Chaim V'lajna says for every bit of nonsense that goes into your ear, divrei Torah goes out. It sounds like it goes out the other side. Vaitra says the Mishnah, b'miut, tainug. This is number 18, less pleasure. It doesn't mean you shouldn't enjoy life. It means don't run after luxuries and comforts. It doesn't help, doesn't make a person happier. You know, they took a poll and they said, guess where people are the least happy and feel the most pain? In America, in the United States, more so than any other country in the world. There was such a study that came out. How could that be? But in America, it's like you have more than you have anywhere else. And the answer is because the expectations are higher. The more we have, the more we want to have. And the more upset we get when we don't have it. And sometimes we're happier if we have less. Vaitra says the Mishnah, b'miut sechayk, less joking. The Medrash Shmuel says, you tell your friend a good geshmak, a joke, chas v'shalom, not a joke that hurts anybody, or not a joke that's not nice. But you say a good var to make him happy, that's a big mitzvah. But not just to go around and do nothing else, but joking. Vaitra says, the Mishnah b'miut derech eretz, less working for income. The Brice doesn't say not to work. But some people, they don't know where to stop. They have no life. More money, more money. What do you need the money for? If you're not home with your family, you have enough time to sit down and learn to your children. Be erech apayim, and being slow to get angry. Anger causes a person to forget his learning. Like the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, Kol HaKayis, a person who gets angry, Chachmasei Mistalakas, his Chachma leaves him. Belev Toiv, you have to have a good heart. Be'amunas Chachamim, that is number 23, Amunah in the words of the Chachamim, even if you don't understand it. U'be'kabalas HaYisurin, and a person has to be able to accept suffering. Yisurin erase the Avedis of a person, says Reb Chaim V'lajner. If a person is smart, pushes himself to learn, even though it's hard for him to learn, so with that, he's yoytze his yesurim. Those yesurim. That it's so hard to learn, I'm learning anyway. That's a kapara on his averas. It becomes part of the mitzvah. But if chas v'shalom, Hashem sends him yesurim and difficulties, he should be makabalit b'yahava, be makabalit with love. That's a lot easier said than done, and Hashem should not test us. But every day, nothing goes perfectly right. And if you say, Hashem, whatever you do is good, and you try to be happy anyway, that brings you so much closer to understand, to learn, to be able to teach Torah, and have all these milas of the Torah, that our Baraisas are teaching us. Rav Palm Zechen Lebracha would often say the story that a man came up to Shemayim and they put all his mitzvahs on one side of the scale. His Averis on the other side of the scale. And the Averis side was getting heavier and heavier. He said, oh no, more Averis than mitzvahs, that's not good. But along came a Malach and said, no. He had Yesurim, he had suffering. They take his big problems and that erases a lot of the Averis. He sees the Averis side starts coming up, the mitzvah side starts coming down. And when they go through all the major problems he had in life, even the little ones, the Gemara says, even if he put his hand in his pocket to take out a nickel and by mistake he took out a quarter. Ugh. Even that, every little bit counts. But then they used up all of his Yesurim. He had no more pain in his life. And the Averis were still a drop lower than the mitzvahs. And he cries out, Hashem, you're such a Baal Rachamim. You couldn't give me a little bit more Yesurim. That would have erased all of my Averis.